XY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
If anyone recently purchased any American Girl dolls from Facebook Marketplace in the last week, Michelle from Penfield is looking for you.
Oh, no.
She wants them back. Not before she kills her 15-year-old son, though. How would you react as a parent if you came home and found that your teenager took it upon himself to do this one thing? Take a listen to this message from Michelle. Hey, Moose and Breezy, I'm writing in as a mom who's trying to stay calm.
But Misha's pissed.
I think I've hit a new level of parenting disbelief. So I have this collection of vintage American Girl dolls that's been in my family for, 70 years.
Oh my God.
My grandmother started it, my mom added to it, and I've kept them in a curio cabinet in our living room since forever. They're not just valuable, they're sentimental. Well, imagine my horror when I came home, saw a note taped to the cabinet that said, some sold, more to go. My 15-year-old son decided to take it upon himself to list a dozen of them on Facebook Marketplace while I was out.
Ooh.
He just listed them as what he thought they were worth. He took photos with good lighting, used words like rare, vintage, heirlooms in the description. 6 of the 21 I have already been sold.
No.
4 to a woman down the street who came while I was at work, and then some older woman who said she would show up and offer $120 for the other two.
Oh my God.
These dolls are worth so much more than that. I know he did it too because we told him if he wants an Xbox, he has to buy it himself. He thought that's what he would use this money for. I told him how mistaken he was. When I asked him what in the world he was thinking, he said, they're just sitting there, Mom. You said you were going to get rid of them.
Oh my God.
No one even looks at them. What I said was I was going to take them out of the cabinet and store them in a different place. I didn't mean I was going to actually get rid of them.
Right.
I swear I almost lost it. I think what made me more upset was his attitude about it. He said,
so nonchalant about it.
He said there's plenty of dolls left. It's nothing to freak out over.
Okay.
I canceled what I could and messaged the lady to buy mine back. She declined. But now I'm torn. Do I come down super hard on him for disrespecting family history? Or do I acknowledge the fact that
he's a hustler.
He's got a good talent for online sales and negotiation?
He is a hustler.
I'm so upset. I know these are just dolls to other people, but they have been in my family for a really long time. I need advice from other parents. Has your kid ever done something like this? Do I even have a right to reach out to ask for these dolls back? I don't know what to do with my son. I'm really upset. All right, that came in from Michelle from Penfield. Great message.
I don't think that once the sale's done.
The sale's done, especially on Facebook Marketplace. There's no receipts.
100%.
Love to hear from you guys on this one this morning. 585-252-9800 to call or text. So what would you do when your kid shows initiative but crosses a boundary?
Right.
Because he, like Breezy said, he clearly has hustle and business smarts.
Oh, yeah.
Can't be mad at him for that. But
no, he's crushing.
He violated trust. He disrespected sentimental family items.
That's just stealing at that point. It's like robbing a jewelry store and then going to a pawn shop.
What's a mom to do?
Same thing.
Pretty much what that pawn shop in Greece did last week.
Correct. He's like, he like gets a job there.
Let's get to some of your texts coming in. You definitely got to punish him.
You have to.
Remember how upset I was when my dad got rid of my Ziploc bag of all my original old cell phones that I had over the years?
Yeah.
From the time I was 16, 7. To him, they were worth nothing to him. But to me, they held so much sentimental value.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because each one told a story. Oh, this is the first cell phone I used to break up with my first girlfriend.
Do they turn on?
No.
No, not at all.
There's a way.
I just want to look at them.
Let's go to Adriana this morning. Moose and Breezy, my daughter once tried to donate my late mother's wedding dress because it was just collecting dust. These kids have no sense of emotional value anymore, and it's kind of sad. This kid needs to be punished. Lindsay says, nope, this kid knew exactly what he was doing. Selling family heirlooms behind his mom's back? That's not entrepreneurship. It's straight up disrespect. Grounded, no phone, no screen time, done.
See ya.
You know, another question I think is, how do you teach kids to respect what isn't theirs?
Right.
Even if it's technically in their house.
Correct.
Do you lock all the doors? I mean, it works both ways. Kids hate, especially teenagers, when, you know, parents go into their room.
This person said he'll be losing all electronics until the dolls were back. Does the fact that...
Not happening.
Underage... Does the fact that he's underage give mom the legal right to get them back? I don't know, but I feel like it should.
You know, Facebook Marketplace, that's a different story. It's like selling something at a garage sale.
Yeah.
It doesn't hold any kind of weight.
Yeah. My dad sold something of my mom's that was like a collectible for like a dollar. It's like everything for a dollar. My mom's like, what? Came back from like a pee break and was like, are you serious?
Yeah, what? Yeah, what? Let's go over to Derek. Sounds like mom needs to stop hoarding, and this kid needs a contract to manage her eBay account. I knew someone was going to stick up for the kid eventually. Make him knock on every buyer's door and apologize face-to-face. Then make him buy them back. Actions need consequences. This is a teachable moment. It's a boundary you have to slam shut. That came in from Nina.
This person says her son should be the one to reach back out and get all those dolls. And if he can't get them back, well, he's going to have to figure out another way.
He sold two of them for $120. Now, listen, I don't know what American dolls go for.
American Girl dolls. Yeah.
Especially the vintage ones. But I do know they started that company in making these things in the early 1900s. They got to be worth something.
No, I'm obsessed. But we still have all of ours, too.
Oh, you have them, too, at home?
So many. Bitty babies.
Have you ever sold any of them?
Not at all. We still have all of them.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Mario from Greece says...
I mean, they're collecting mold in the basement, but they're there for sure.
Well, you know, if they're so sentimental and they've been in the family for decades, why aren't they packaged up? Why are they just sitting there collecting dust?
Me or them?
You.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, like, I think that my... cousin's kids still play with them when they come over to my parents.
Oh, really?
I think. I don't know. I'm just making stuff up at this point.
Some people treat American Girl dolls the same way they treat Beanie Babies.
Oh, my God. We're going to be rich.
Mario from Greece says this mom needs to chill a little. I sold some of my family stuff as a teenager and bought all my own books for college with the money. Okay. Honestly, I'm impressed. You know, not many teens would have the guts to take that risk and actually make sales. This is a teachable moment, yes, about respect as well. But don't kill the kid's entrepreneurial spirit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He's got it in him.
This person says, 21-year-old here, and that's just wrong, especially since he knew the value, it seems. Definitely some work on behalf of Facebook Marketplace. You're not allowed to sell stuff if you're under 15 years old. Why did people not question this when they were buying these dolls from a teenager?
Because they knew they were getting a deal. They're like, oh, yeah, this kid wants an Xbox. He'll sell me. I can get away buying two of these for $120. No problem.
Yeah.
Eric, let me leave it with Eric that says, good morning, guys. From someone who tried selling my mom's jewelry online in college, I think the best thing here is to just talk to your kids early on about respect and boundaries and why some things matter more than money. Also, for young entrepreneurs, keep hustling. You just get permission first.
Right.
Some stuff just is not for sale.
You got to go through the channels. You know what I mean? You got to go through the proper channels.
I remember I told you that story. I don't know how long ago. When I was in first grade,
mm-hmm.
I had a crush on a girl that I really, really liked. Her name was Holly.
Classic.
And I went into my dad's jewelry box and I took a little ring. Turns out he wore it on his pinky finger the day he got married, and I brought it to school and I gave it to her. And then when they were looking for it, I denied ever coming across it. And then I finally told the truth. They had to come to the school and get it back. It was a whole thing.
How embarrassing for you, Holly.
I know. You think I would have charged her at least some lunch money or something. You know what I'm saying? Nothing. Just gave it away for free. Thanks for the messages on this one, guys. When it comes to our friend Michelle here, it depends how you want to handle it, but yeah, you definitely got to punish the dude.
Though this person's stepping in. Breezy can sell her dolls to the people who bought the mom's dolls. That way everybody wins and Breezy makes some money. Oh my God, I love that.
That's a great idea.
That's a great idea.
They're not even yours. They're your parents.
No, they're mine.
They were gifted.
Yeah. I love my bitty babies, my bitty twins. Ugh, obsessed.
All right. But you, I don't know if you guys know how Breezy works. These dolls are probably worth $40 a piece. Bring your checkbook.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus D&C supply.
PXY.
30 for 30. PXY Mornings. Moose Breezy. What a horrible situation for this poor mom. A search is ongoing to locate a child who fell into the Genesee River yesterday afternoon. So this was right around 4:40 p.m. Officers started responding to the Andrew Street Bridge for a report of a child that entered the water. And according to the police, you had this small child who was walking with his mother. The mom was pushing another child in a stroller, and the 5-year-old child went ahead of the mom and began climbing on the railing. Before the mother could stop him, he went over the railing into the water. Greg Bellow said the boy's mother ran along the riverbank attempting to try to catch up with him before losing sight. Sounds like, I mean, just nightmare. Every parent's worst nightmare.
Nightmare.
RPD called in numerous resources. We're talking drones, scuba diving teams to try and help find the child. But after an extensive search, the child has not been located, according to the Rochester Police Department.
That's a traumatic experience
for anyone to go through. You're just going on an afternoon walk. Kid falls over the railing because he's climbing it. It's so sad. And situations like this, they were saying, it usually goes from a search and rescue to a recovery.
Right.
I don't know how long it's been now since yesterday afternoon, but gosh, prayers to that family.
Absolutely.
That poor mom. Coming up on the show, Breezy, it was not the best day this past Saturday to have a wedding, especially outside.
Definitely not. And I was not warm, let's just put it that way. I was trying to be cute and dress and all the things, but I'm not going to lie, the windbreaker really kind of ruined the outfit, if I'm being honest.
Tell me you didn't wear a windbreaker over the dress.
No, I had to.
I went outside. This is how cold it was on Saturday. I went for a walk with a North Face jacket and a hoodie on. I had to turn around and come in.
And you were moving. I was sitting stationary.
Spaghetti strap dress.
Honestly, the weather can truly affect your wedding tenfold when it comes to it raining or being less than ideal. So I'm worried about my other weddings coming up, but I've never really had to deal with this, and I want to hear everyone else's experiences coming up next on PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, welcome back to the show. It's a beautiful day today, but this past weekend, not the best day for a wedding. And
no.
A lot of people got married. You were not in this wedding.
No, I wasn't in it, but I attended.
You did attend.
And
I just want to say, I thought about you on Saturday.
Yeah, did you?
Because it was a chill day, and I was like, I'm going to go for a walk around the city.
Yeah.
Usually I like to do the river walk on the canal there. And I put a North Face jacket on, a hoodie. I went out there maybe 10 minutes, turned around, and said, nope. It was raining. The wind was blowing in my face. I was like, oh, have fun, Breeze.
Yeah, literally.
Have a good time.
It was wild because obviously just last week we talked about my seasonal depression when it came to the weather and how my whole mood and vibe was just completely shot because it literally wouldn't stop raining. And I was like, there has to be an end in sight somewhere. And then another weekend filled with rain.
You got to tell us what happened, but I also have a very important question on the mood of the bride and groom.
Right, right.
I got to figure out, how do you feel waking up knowing you have a wedding outside and it's 56 and rainy and overcast.
The weather obviously can make or break your mood, and it affects you so deeply, especially on a day like your wedding day where you aren't really going to redo that or have a second chance at that unless you get divorced, which obviously nobody wants that. But
you always have that one guest that tries to be optimistic, like, this is, it means good luck. It's like,
always,
shut up.
Shut up, Sally. Nobody asked you.
It's not good luck.
It's not. And listen, you, no matter like if you've thought about your wedding your whole life or you've just been planning it for the last year, you have a certain picture in your mind of how it's going to look and the vibes and the smells and the scents and all of it, right?
Sure.
But when it's raining and you're at the altar and you're just like, okay, like, what are we doing here? It's completely unpredictable. And I will admit, during the ceremony, it didn't rain, which was good. It stopped raining by like 3, and the ceremony was at 4:30.
Okay.
But it was freezing.
Yeah.
It was freezing.
Where was the wedding?
It was in Penn Yan.
Okay.
A lot of horse and buggies out there.
It's not, I mean, there's nothing going on out there.
No, it's a lot of Amish.
Was she got family there?
No, it was the venue was very beautiful. And the thing about it is like, it's on this hill and it's overlooking the lake and that's all fine and well. But when it's overcast and 50 degrees and a light sprinkle, it's not great.
There's nothing around to shelter you from the wind.
No, not even remotely.
So open like, fields.
Okay, here we are. But I think it poses a bigger question of like, how do you handle bad weather on your wedding day? And how do you let that rain or tornado or maybe even extreme heat on the other side of the spectrum, how do you let that not affect your mood? And I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, like, hopefully I'm getting married within the next couple of years here. If it was anything less than perfect on my wedding day, I'm not to be dramatic, but I think I would reschedule it.
You wouldn't.
I would.
No, you wouldn't.
I would have to.
First of all, there are people higher up than you, like mother-in-laws, moms, other people that put money down, money that you don't have, that's going to say, you don't have a choice. We're going through with this day. There's no rescheduling, especially people are coming from out of town.
What if you just like do it the next day? You know, I mean, like, yeah, it would be a pain in the ass to reschedule everything. But I think that although it's not the most feasible option, it's definitely something that you can look into. This person said, we had a surprise party Saturday. Thankfully, we were able to have it indoors, but it actually felt like fall. These next few days should be super warm, though, until it starts raining again.
No, it's going to be beautiful today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, and then we can expect more rain. But I was at a outdoor wedding once. Luckily, I was not in this wedding because it was the worst weather you could possibly imagine. And they said a week before it was going to be sunny and 75. That couldn't be further from the truth.
Right.
The bride was pissed off. They had to redo her makeup.
Oh, my God. From the rain or from crying?
Both. People are getting upset with me because I thought it was hilarious. I was like, this is, you picked the worst day ever.
But, like, it's out of your control. It's out of your hands. The thing about the weather is, like, you literally can't change that. There's nothing you can do to change it. The only thing that you are in control of is your mindset and your vibe on how you're going to spend your day. Having things and other locations available to you is obviously important. This person said, I know this is crazy, but I booked 2 venues, 1 indoors and 1 outdoors, just in case. And I know it was a lot of money, but at the end of the day, I felt safe having both and envisioning both.
So how does that work? You just have a backup plan?
Yeah. Like sometimes like venues have different like a couple different places on site of that one location where they'll have like a barn or something.
It's truly, we've talked about this too before on the show. I give credit to anybody who's trying to plan a beautiful wedding, especially outside. It's hard to plan anything in this city. Because you just, the weather is so unpredictable.
So unpredictable.
It looks nice. It's going to be great, sure. But you don't know what's going to take place hour from hour. I can't imagine waking up the day of my wedding, and you've been planning this for a year or two.
Right.
And it needs to go perfect. And all of a sudden, you see the clouds start rolling in. What a gut punch to the stomach.
Correct.
But you just make the best of it. That's all you can do. You just smile.
This person says, if it was a rain, if it was our wedding day, I would be crying. We would have a rain date for sure.
I wonder how many people have ended up getting divorced after it rained on their wedding day.
Everyone's like, oh my God, it's such good luck. I'm like, no, not doing it. No, thank you.
But also, before we wrap up here, what's the vibes with the bride on Saturday?
Oh my God, ecstatic. Best day of her life.
No, she did. It was nice. She
yeah, I, you know, she's a very particular person, but it wasn't raining. So let's just put it that way. It did stop raining. So
I don't know what's worse. I went to a wedding in Mexico a couple years back. It was 100 degrees, okay, outside. People are in full piece suits. The bride looked like she was melting. I don't know what was on her face. It was all coming off. I was you have no idea what was going on underneath my suit. Drenched, Breezy. It was disgusting.
There was sweat and crevices you didn't even know could have.
There was nothing to shield us from the sun. We're just sitting outside in this beating sun in Mexico for 45 minutes. I'm like, let this be over with. Please let this be over with soon.
Oh.
God, yeah, no. Somebody pitch a tent. Pop up? Nothing?
There's a water station. All the bridesmaids are passing out.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.